One Foot on the Podium, written by Don Elgin, Kevin Maloney, and read by Don Elgin. I was just about to turn 17, and with all the training I'd been doing, I was starting to look quite like a real athlete. My muscles had developed, and I was as fit as I'd ever been, even though I probably had a bit more growing to do. The training was really paying off, and I could feel myself improving with every stroke in the pool and every kick on the footy field. The hours of running around the streets of Toke were starting to reward me with a sportsman's body, and I felt great. I reckon I could compete just as well against able-bodied guys as disabled ones. I had to adjust my levels depending on what events I'd entered and who my competition was, but in the main, I went flat out every time I competed. I also managed to master the work-school balance and was giving the studies as much attention as they deserved, although while my brain was reasonably focused on the books, the body was fully focused on the sport. Sport and sporting clubs play a massive role in the development of kids in the bush. I couldn't imagine how life would have been if it wasn't for the footy club in particular. Being a member of a club means so much more than just kicking a footy around the oval on the weekends with a bunch of mates. Being a club member in a country town is what life is all about for a 17-year-old. I had my training, I had my games, and most importantly, I had my mates. And none of my good mates gave a stuff whether I had one leg or two. I never asked for any favours or special treatment, and they never gave me any. They just treated me as if I was one of them, just another kid with a truckload of ambition. We all shared the same interests, a begrudging respect for schoolwork, a ridiculous obsession with football, a love of any spectator sport on offer, and of course, a bit of well-timed strife and fun. It must have been really hard for the kids in Toke, and any other town for that matter, who didn't play sport and join the local footy club. There just wasn't that much else to do, or so it seemed to me at the time. But for the majority of us, the footy club was our life and the core of our mateship. We'd all back each other up and stick together. No one in the club was known by their first name. We had this knack of shortening any surname to using it instead of calling kids by his real name. Craig Kelly was known as Kel. Brian Simpson was Simo. Shane Moore was Maury. If your surname was Johnson, your likelihood of being called Jono was pretty high. I turned 17 in December 1992, and it had been a fairly tough year. I'd been training hard and studying hard. Having a birthday in December, so close to Christmas, and at the end of the school year, was good in a lot of respects. It meant signing off on another school term and farewell to the dreaded exams, a short break from footy training, the upcoming school holidays, Christmas, and the start of the cricket season. All my mates chipped in that year and bought me a ticket to the one-day series between West Indies and Australia at the Melbourne Cricket Ground in January.